The Gemara on the top of Daf Simchim Amud Aleph brings down the famous Maaseh of the Rabbi Akiva, who went away for 12 years learning. He finally came back with all his Talmidim, and while he was there, there was a Husaba, there's a person who said to Rabbi Akiva's wife, how long could you go on like this? Ad kama kamedaberes almanas chayim, until when could you be like a almana whose husband is alive, your husband isn't with you, and how could you exist like this with your husband being away for so long? And she said to him, Amrlei, she said to him, if my husband would listen to me, I'd be happy for him to go learn for another 12 years. Halavai, he would go for another 12 years and learn and become even a greater Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Akiva overheard this conversation. Amr, he said, Bershuska avinna, I have Rishus to do what I'm doing, I have Rishus to go away, to go learn for another 12 years. Hadar Azal v'yasev treseh shoni achina be'rav. So he went, Taka went, and he learned for another 12 years. And he became even a bigger Talmud Chacham, and only then did Rabbi Akiva come back. And the question is well known. The question is, Rabbi Akiva was already there. He was in the city where his wife was. He was away for 12 years, and he got Rishus to go ahead for another 12 years. Why couldn't he go home? You know, go to his wife, go home, go into the house, say hello, spend some time, and then go back. What's up, Shat, that he ran back. He didn't say hello to his wife. Where's the Hakar Satayiv? This is his wife who was Meisr Nefesh for him all these years to learn to become a Talmud Chacham. He couldn't go in for a couple minutes and spend some time with his wife. That's Lachayah, something very tamua in this story over here. And it's Yadua that Amchem Shmulevitz, a gifter, also said the same idea. Amchem Shmulevitz writes this in the Sichas Musar. He said, Agvalik Yisai, you see from this Gemara, the 12 and 12 is not 24. You see the chashivas of ritzifus and limud atari. Limud atari has to be constant. There can't be breaks. If you take a break and then you go back, it's not the same as learning straight. And Rabbi Akiva understood that if he learned for 12 years straight, if he would go in and take a break and be with his wife and then go, even though he's going back for another 12 years, it's not going to be the same as learning 24 years straight without any distractions. And for that reason, he went back right away. And Chaim used to give the mashal to you're trying to boil a pot of water. So you put it on the fire. If you take it off after a minute, then put it back and take it off and put it back, it's never going to boil. Because even though it could be there for a half hour altogether, but if you keep on removing it from the fire, it's never going to boil. The only way it's going to boil is if you keep it there, beretzifus, you keep it there constantly, you don't take it off, then it could reach a level where it's going to boil. And limud atari is the same thing. Limud atari has to be constant, it has to be without breaks, it has to be beretzifus, and then it could boil, then you could become a bentire, then you could become a talmud chacham. But if you learn and take a break, learn and take a break, that's something which takes away from the whole essence and the metzias of the beretzifus of limud atari. And for that reason, Rabbi Akiva didn't go back in even for a minute, because he felt that would take away from the beretzifus and the chashivas of the limud atari. And Chaim is myself that Rabbi Akiva knew that his wife would be happy with this. He knew 100% that she would be maskan. He understood her chashivas atari, that she understood this nekuda, that the learning of 24 years is not the same of 12 plus 12. And Mimela, since he knew that she would want it, he didn't go in to be able to reach the heights that he reached without having that break, breaking up the ritzifas and limud atari. That's the Gavaldiki aside from Chaim Shmulevitz and Reb Gifter. I once heard a kasha on this many years ago from Yedidi or Bezerel Brownshita, the Rashiv of Carteret. He said, Mechitesi, how do we know? How do you know this is said? How do you know that Rabbi Akiva didn't go in? Maybe Taka went into his house. Maybe he went to his house. Maybe he spent some time with his wife. And then he went back. So what's the raya from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that he went home? He said, that's not a raya. The Gemara doesn't tell us every single thing Rabbi Akiva did. It doesn't go through the daily schedule of every Tana and Amar. It doesn't say that Rabbi Akiva ate breakfast and ate supper and ate lunch. It tells us what you need to know. It's Nagia to the Maisa. So it told us that he told us he went back. But the Gemara doesn't have to tell us he went in. And it's very likely that he did go home. He did spend time with his wife. And therefore, he questioned the Salvart. He said, Mechitesi, that he taka didn't go in. Where do you have a raya to say such a thing? And the truth is, it's not Mavur, Lahedi in the Gemara. You don't see this beferish in the Gemara. But Lamaisa, the Rehitas Lashon HaSugya, the flavor of the Gemara is, the Mashmais of the Gemara is that he heard it and he went back right away without going into his house. So even though it doesn't say beferish, but that's definitely what the Gemara seems to be saying between the lines, that as soon as he heard it, he went back and he taka didn't go into his house, like the Hanacha of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and of Gifter. So that's his R on the Vart. Lamaisa, I think the Gemara is mashma like that, but Al Kopanim, either way, the Yosaid is Gemaldiki Yosaid, that we see the Hashivas of Ritzifas in learning. Learning has to be straight, it has to be without breaks, and the more you keep a Ritzifas, and the more you have a learning which is straight, the greater Hasagas you can get in Tyre, and the greater Talmud Chacham you can become.